Turning to sports on KNKX, tickets went on sale Friday for the Major League Soccer Championship match in Seattle on Sunday, November 10th. It will be the Seattle Sounders versus Toronto FC in the MLS Cup Final for the third time in four seasons. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the matchup and the history. Art, three times in 4 years, can we call this a rivalry?
Well, I don't think it's quite a rivalry. I think Portland and Seattle is a rivalry because that's of proximity. This is sort of coincidence. But it's a fun coincidence because this is really two teams that have been able to sustain excellence, and I always think that's a big deal. And I think the biggest deal for soccer fans here is that it is here. This is going to be an opportunity to showcase Seattle sports passion for the MLS and really for the world, because even the world of soccer tunes in to the MLS championship. This is actually the second time Seattle has hosted the MLS Cup. Back in 2009, when it was Quest Field, Real Salt Lake beat the Galaxy to win the MLS championship when the league rotated its host cities, kind of like the NFL does with the Super Bowl.
Right.
They've since changed it. Now it's the team with the highest seed gets to host, and that is Seattle this time. In 2009, Seattle was the host city, but the Sounders weren't in it.
That's right. Well, speaking of the Sounders and Toronto for this matchup, neither team was expected to be in the MLS Cup final this year. Both were underdogs.
Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing about this is that the Sounders got here as a second seed. They had to play in the first round where they beat Dallas 4-3 in overtime. That was a very dramatic game. Then they beat Real Salt Lake in the Western Conference semifinals 2-0. That was hosted at the Clink. And then Tuesday, they traveled to Los Angeles where they beat the number one seed, LAFC, 3-1, which was an astonishing upset. I think the Vegas bookmakers had the Sounders at 6-1 underdogs. Mm-hmm. And the same thing prevailed in the Eastern Conference, where Toronto beat the number one seed in New York before Wednesday beating Atlanta in Atlanta. So these are two teams that don't care about home field advantage. They have a lot of playoff experience.
Well, what happened when the teams met in the regular season this year?
Well, that was way back in April 13th, when the Sounders won 3-2. So there is that edge. But I also think that in soccer, it's like dog years. Teams change so much
right.
during the season.
Injuries, call-ups.
Yeah, whatnot. The international breaks and all the drama that goes on. So it's almost forgotten that it's that far back. But Seattle did have an edge. But like I say, I think the Reds are a real professional outfit who is not going to be intimidated.
What do you think has been most significant in the Sounders' ability to sustain their success?
I think it's been a great club management. I think Adrian Hanauer has done a masterful job. This is the 11th year in a row for the Sounders to be in the playoffs, and they've only been in the MLS 11
right.
years. So it's an ongoing record, and that kind of consistency is due a lot to Hanauer's ownership. Also, in recent years, Garth Lagerwey has been a great general manager. And the guy I want to really give credit to is Brian Schmetzer, the head coach. He took over for Siggy Schmid, and he's sort of a low-profile guy. He doesn't have the big Siggy personality. You know, he's not.
Wears a suit on the sideline.
Right. But even though he's low-key, he's really got a grip on the game. He has been part of the Sounders organization going back to their North American Soccer League days all the way in 1980. 39-year association with this organization as a player, assistant coach, head coach. He's done a great job. And hats off to a guy who's really sustained excellence. No matter what the job was, he deserves a whole lot more credit than he's been getting, and this should be his showcase.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.